Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the new performance hall and the musicians launching season two at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we'll be listening to a concert by young trumpet player and singer Bria Skonberg, fronting a sextet at McCurdy Pavilion during Jazzport Townsend last July. Bria Skonberg is originally from Chilliwack, B.C. She received her degree in instrumental performance at Capilano University in North Vancouver. She plays traditional jazz as well as more modern styles. She's attracted the attention and favorable comments and encouragement from older, well-established musicians like Bucky Pizzarelli and Warren Vache, who's become something of a mentor to her. She now makes her home in Brooklyn and has become active on the New York scene as well as touring widely. Literally all over the world. Bria Skonberg was nominated for up-and-coming jazz artist by the Jazz Journalists Association this spring. She's been playing at the Vancouver Dixie Fest this weekend, and she will be playing at the St. Stephen's Centennial in North Vancouver on Tuesday and at the Cellar Jazz Club on Wednesday, Herman's Jazz Club on Vancouver Island on Thursday, and a couple of happy hour sets in Seattle, starting at 5 at the Royal Room in Seattle on Friday evening, followed by the East Side Stomp in Kirkland the same night, before heading on down the coast to Portland and California. Such is the busy life of a traveling musician. Joining Bria Skonberg in this performance at Jazzport Townsend is a frequent collaborator, Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, with Dan Balmer on guitar, Randy Halberstadt on piano, Rodney Whitaker on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums. Here's the Bria Skonberg Sextet at Jazzport Townsend.
We'll be right back. Everybody. Man, what a joy and an honor it is to be here with all of you tonight, with all of these wonderful musicians up here. The name of that song is called Get Happy. If you weren't happy before you got here, I hope you are now. And just buckle in and enjoy the ride that we're all about to go on here. It's a pleasure to be here at Centrum for this workshop for my first time, and under the wings, the great wings of the great John Clayton here. And all these musicians up here are band leaders in their own right, so I feel very lucky to get to spend this time with them and have my name on it, but we're going to all be featured prominently. Now I'd like to introduce you to a song that I wrote a couple of years ago. It's in the essence of heart again. It's a song that was inspired by the stock market, the recession. You know, sometimes you find creativity in funny places. But basically, you know, I thought, oh gosh, well, the world is all feeling pretty anxious right now, and we don't really know what's going to go next. Actually, it was kind of like the whole world were musicians for just a very short minute. But most of us got out of it. And I wrote this song that basically says, let's just relax a little bit, enjoy the small things and the basic things. It's called Have a Little Heart. Enjoy. Waste time trying to be too smart. See the world around you. Let it ground you and astound you. Share a book, finish what you start. When you find the times get a little too hard, find the time to have a little heart. Thank you. share a little art, read a book, finish what you start. When you find the times get a little too hard, find the time to have a little heart, to have a little heart, to have a little heart.
You're listening to Bria Skånberg from a concert at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, recorded during Jazzport Townsend this past summer. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Once again, here's Bria Skånberg.
These guys just learned that song today. They've never heard it before. That is the amount of musicianship we have here. Wow. I want to say we've been getting inspiration from all the faculty members, but also the students of the camp here. So I want to say thank you to all the students who participated this week, and all of you friends and family for coming out and supporting them too. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. A big inspiration in my life. I'm so pleased to have moved to New York a couple of years ago to cross paths with this wonderful force of nature more often. This is the world-class Mr. Wycliffe Gordon. He's going to play a tune.
One of my greatest influences in music is Louis Armstrong, and one of my favorite clips of many is a tune that he did, a Dizzy Gillespie tune entitled Umbrella Man. We're not gonna do that tonight, but we're gonna do a Dizzy tune, and in the spirit of Dizzy and Pops, the trumpet playing, the scatting, and all that they brought to music, this is Ow. And I'm gonna play a phrase, ya ba ba doo doo doo, ow. If you feel like saying this thing, sing along with us. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wycliffe Gordon surprising us there with a bit of trumpet work in addition to trombone and vocal on that Dizzy Gillespie tune, Ow, from Jazzport Townsend, in a concert by the Bria Skonberg Sextet. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Again, it's a real joy to play music such as this with these immense musicians. But this next number is a song that I wrote when I was going through more of a dark time. And we all get there sometimes, so feel free to make it your own. It's called So Is the Day. Yeah. is the day that I write this song. I love you, but I can't have you. So is the day that I write this song. I want you, but I can't have you. So is the day that I sing this song. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Is it okay if we still play our last song? I didn't want to leave you on that note, but thank you very much. I'm glad we've all been there and back together. How about a hand for this fabulous orchestra up here? I tell you, I can't believe I'm here right now. I grew up in Chilliwack. Who knows where Chilliwack is? Yes, hooray. I moved to, yeah, Kamloops, all right. I heard you. I moved to New York City 3 years ago. I feel like Alice in Wonderland, you know, I fell through the rabbit hole and there I am. And it brings me so much joy to know that there are people here that know where Chilliwack is, because I say I'm from Chilliwack all the time. Yeah, so, anyways, a couple of major things have changed in my life since I moved there. I no longer have a car, I no longer have a television, and I don't have any money to go out and party. So I live vicariously through this great song. Hope you enjoy it. Well, we'll start off a little gospel-y. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, except Wycliffe. I must make amends. got a Ferrari. I've worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? All right, now we're going to New Orleans. It's okay to dance. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all fly Porsches. Buy me a Mercedes Benz. Yes, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is coming after me. I will wait for delivery each day until three. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? All right.
Mercedes Benz. I'm asking, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Yes, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it. Thank you.
Bria Skonberg, ladies and gentlemen. Wycliffe Gordon, Dan Ballmer, Matt Wilson, Rodney Whitaker, Randy Halberstadt. Let's hear it for Bria Skonberg, Wycliffe Gordon. We'll take a short intermission and be right back. Thank you.
Bria Skonberg from her performance at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend last July. Bria Skonberg on trumpet and doing the vocal. And we also heard Wycliffe Gordon trombone, vocal, and some trumpet as well. Dan Ballmer up from Portland on guitar. Randy Halberstadt from Seattle on piano. And Rodney Whitaker and Matt Wilson on bass and drums. A trad-style presentation there by Bria Skonberg, who has one foot in traditional jazz and one foot in modern jazz. She grew up in Chilliwack, B.C., as we said, studied in North Vancouver at Capilano University, where she took a degree in performance jazz. Trumpet player Bria Skonberg is back in the Northwest this week. She has been playing the Vancouver Dixie Fest this weekend, and she'll play at St. Stephen's Centennial in North Vancouver on Tuesday. She'll play at the Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver on Wednesday, Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria on Thursday, and a couple of happy hour sets in Seattle at the Royal Room in Seattle on Friday, starting at 5 o'clock on Friday, if you'd like to catch her there. Also playing on Friday night later at the Eastside Stomp in Kirkland, and then she'll head down the coast to Portland and California for more gigs. Bria Skonberg. Her latest album is called So Is the Day, named after that song you heard during her set at Jazzport Townsend. And our thanks to Bria Skonberg and the musicians of her group for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Rick Chen and Neville Pearsall, who provided house sound and assistance with recording this concert. I'd like to mention a few things coming up with the Earshot Jazz Festival, which gets underway on Tuesday. Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock, and Jack DeJohnette are celebrating their 30th anniversary, and they will be kicking off the festival with a performance on Tuesday night at Benaroya Hall. The same night, Industrial Revelation will be playing at Tula's. On Wednesday, John Schofield's Uber Jam plays at the Triple Door. Bill Ramsey tribute on Thursday at Tula's. And as we mentioned, Bria Skonberg will open the evening at the Royal Room on Friday night, starting at 5 o'clock with a couple of happy hour sets. And then Dana Stevens Trio takes over at 8 o'clock. Willie Thomas, Jay Thomas, and Thomas Marriott team up in three generations of trumpet players at Tula's on Friday night. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra has its season opener, Play It Again, Sam, at Benaroya Hall, a single standalone concert Saturday night at Benaroya Hall. We'll feature some highlights from past concerts. Also on Saturday, La Familia Valera Miranda from Santiago de Cuba at Town Hall. Also coming up next week outside of the Earshot Jazz Festival at Jazz Alley, the Yellow Jackets will be playing on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Karen Allison opens on Thursday and plays through the weekend. For more good places to go for live jazz, be sure to check the KPLU jazz calendar as well as the earshot.org calendar. Daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acocks and Michael Brockman, has an opening night celebration next Saturday night at Benaroya Hall's Nordstrom Recital Hall. At that time, they're going to be playing some of their favorite pieces selected by the directors, subscribers, and band members, highlights of the last three seasons. Here is one of our favorites, and I think this may be one included in the program, but it's a beautiful piece composed by Thad Jones from a concert in March of this year. First played by the Basie Band, later recorded by the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, it's titled To You.
Scott Brown, Scott Brown. How about those, yes, Scott Brown on trombone. And those wonderful piano flourishes by Randy Halberstadt.
The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert playing Thad Jones' beautiful tune, To You. And they will be opening their season with a special season opener all-request show, opening night celebration this coming Saturday night. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening today to Jazz Northwest, and stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.